This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Tubbsy and I got another topic that has to be discussed this hour at some point in time because it's sacrilege in sports and nobody's addressing it. We will tonight. Joining us right now in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Tom Chorsky, as we continue this surge of Minnesota Wild hockey towards the playoffs. Tom, full disclosure, I just had a bite of a piece of cake. Have you ever been in an office where somebody brings cake in and you swear you're not going to eat it, but then every time you walk past it, especially when there's nobody else around in the building, you just take a fork and you just have a little piece with the frosting, and then you do that about five times?
Yeah, I think I tell myself I'm not going to eat that.
Exactly.
But if they're there after like the third trip past, I break down.
I break down, man. I just broke down. I just want to admit that to our audience so you know who you're working with. Tom, Marcus Foligno did not make the trip with the Wild because he tested positive for COVID. I think most of us understand that, you know, that there's a process to that. He'll be back. I guess there'd have to be a little concern. Could something like that spread again, et cetera, assuming everybody's been immunized and boosters and all those things. But it was kind of like when I heard it, it was like, you got to be kidding me. I thought we were well past that to get news like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's still going to be some little flare-ups. And, hopefully everyone has achieved a high level of you know, immunization through shots, vax, boosters, and just natural immunity. It seems like that's the case. It's not going to tear through the whole team. But, I think it's fair to say that we just have to live with it a little bit, and I'm pretty confident he's not going to be, you know, harmed by it.
No.
These guys are just having to deal with it, just hopefully on very, very small scale.
Tom, Kevin Fiala is obviously on a roll. 12 points in six games, but you watch him play, and he's a goal scorer, man. He doesn't need much space, as they say. Explain him as a hockey player, and explain what kind of a number you'd put on him, or you know, how much value you put toward him as he heads towards, you know, possible free agency.
Yeah, well, I also hear he's really good ball handler, and he's a good 3-point shooter.
No, I've seen him play, man. He made the right decision.
Well, he's also European, so that's
a
little different.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to get into this whole basketball hockey thing, but he's a skilled guy. I think we're still seeing him take, you know, incremental steps to being a star player. And which is great, and it's welcomed. It's probably what, you know, Nashville saw in him when they drafted him, and then it's what Paul Fenton, who, you know, got thrown under the bus a bit, and
yeah,
when he left here sort of unceremoniously, but he did pull that, you know, he did pull that trade, and it's looking good right now because Kevin Fiala is making the Wild, you know, a much bigger threat. They've got some work to do. on special teams. And, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury let in some goals last game that looked a little leaky. But, you know, with Kaprizov and Fiala and the grit and the size and some of the, you know, the other elements that the team has, they're going good. But he's making a case for making a tough choice, you know, to re-sign him as a free agent, as you alluded to. I think they're going to have to sign him and keep him, especially if it continues, you know, from here on through the playoffs.
You know, when you talk about the value of Kirill Kaprizov, obviously there's a lot of value there. But when you get into the playoffs, is it more than anything how strong he is that it's so hard to move him and that he can play in front of the net?
Yeah, well, and it's his attitude, his willingness to play there and to go shoulder to shoulder with guys, you know, going into the corner and just likes, he's one of these guys that likes the battle and likes those one-on-ones and the compete and the scoring. And he just thrives on the whole, really what the sport of hockey is in playoffs, which is a combination of grit, you know, and speed and skill and finesse. And he possesses all those attributes.
Tom Chorsky is our guest. Tom, obviously, as people start to take a look down the road, they say there's a pretty fair chance it could be the Wild and St. Louis in the playoffs. St. Louis beat them in overtime on Saturday after a three-goal comeback in the third period by the Wild. And then yesterday, I see St. Louis put up 8 on Nashville. So obviously, they've got something going. How do you like that matchup right now as you look at it?
Well, it's a tough one. They've proven that they can beat the Wild, you know, regularly because they've done so this year. And they had the Wild. You know, the Wild has been a good comeback team, which is great. They've shown that they have some pushback and they can climb themselves back into games. And they've been very good in overtimes, which shows, you know, sort of that same thing where they're able to prevail. But they're gonna have to play more consistent and be ready to go when they face St. Louis. Now, there are things you can do in a, you know, 7-game series or multiple game series. You know, it's you can look at it both ways. St. Louis has won the majority of those games and they've had our number, and you know, maybe that trend continues. But if you can kind of figure out a strategy, that can become advantageous too, and you can expose a weakness. Whether it's, you know, where you're going to shoot pucks on the goalie. Sometimes you got defensemen that don't turn very well to one certain way, or they've got a couple guys that play on their off wing and you throw the puck in their corner and they have to pull it off the boards in an awkward way. And there's a lot of little things that the team can look at to try and expose them and figure out what their Achilles heel is. And that's the beauty of playoffs. You know, but that being said, even though St. Louis has had their number, the Wild are awfully good when they're good. And if they can, mm-hmm. if they can find that game, if they can, you know, if that power play gets clicking and they're killing penalties I love their style of play. And then I think in goal, you know, I think goaltending could be a big matchup too. And I think Cam Talbot could, you know, he's looking good and better than Marc-Andre Fleury right now, so I think that Talbot will be the starter.
Do you really? Because I didn't see much of the Wild game against St. Louis. I just saw when they were behind. I assume that he didn't play very well. Is he playing well?
I just think he's going to get the nod with Marc-Andre Fleury being very capable of coming in. But hey, there's still enough games left that maybe something could change or.
Would you alternate those two goalies? Is there any, back in the day, I was having this conversation with a Wild player the other day, an old Wild player, and they said, remember, Roleson and Fernandez, we switched them during the playoffs back and forth.
Yeah, I tend to think they won't just flat out rotate them, although, you know, you could get into a game where a goalie has to go 2 overtimes and he's exhausted. You might then come back with, because I think that's the whole thing about having Marc-Andre Fleury is that you can have a lot of confidence in him if he isn't the starter out of the gate, or vice versa. I guess, you know, it's, you kind of got, you'll have to see who's really playing best the last, 4 or 5 games of the season, but you can feel comfortable going with either one of them. But I think you start with one that you think is either matches up well against the opponent or who's playing the best. And then if they win, you go with them again. If they lose, you can, I guess you can reevaluate. But I don't think it'd be a pre-series decision that we're just going to alternate.
Yeah. So Ben Myers obviously had the storied career with the Gophers, and he went undrafted and he signed with Colorado. And I was talking to Bob Motzko a couple weeks ago, and he said his legs are so big that it's scary. It looks like he's going to get hurt. Does that make him more NHL ready right out of college? Because getting back to what we're talking about with Kaprizov, if you can play in front of the net, you can play. Will that make him? I haven't followed his numbers, but could he have an impact on them that soon because of that?
Well, I think. You know, he's what you'd call a two-way player, a 200-foot player. You know, plays in all areas. He's not just offensive, and he's not just sort of a defensive forward. So he's well-rounded. I think probably just his development path has him ready to step into it because, you know, he played a couple of years as a junior, and he was unheralded as a young high school player, and he had to kind of fight through that, and he did that. He's proven that he can kind of overcome those that adversity, and so he's always probably felt, you know, that he's put in the work, and so he arrives on the scene, having been a Hobie Baker finalist down to the final three, and I just think he's probably mentally and physically ready to take that step. I was a little surprised that he chose Colorado, thinking that it's a harder lineup to crack.
That's what I thought.
To be honest, but he scored in his very first game. I didn't check closely enough to see who didn't play, but
yeah,
you know, we'll see. And what you find out is that a college kid getting into his first game and scoring a goal isn't all that uncommon.
No, it's not.
And you're absolutely full of adrenaline, and you know, he's coming off a great season, so he's really high on his confidence level, but. You know, to go back and show up, he could make the team out of training camp, but as soon as he goes four or five games without scoring, all of a sudden he's out of the lineup, and they say, well, you know, he needs more time.
Yeah, then now they got a scouting report on him, they got a book on him, you know.
Well, and you know, he's not going to play on the power play.
Yep.
And he's probably not going to be on a penalty kill or the top penalty kill, right? So all of a sudden his minutes aren't. When you get into an 82-game schedule, his playing minutes are going to be limited, and they're going to say, ugh, you know what, it's not good for him because he's not going to get better. He's going to get worse, and we just don't have the minutes for him. But he could prove me wrong and prove everyone else wrong, or maybe, I don't know, their salary or their contractual setup, maybe over the summer they're going to make room for him and put him, you know, give him a spot in the top nine, and he will play, which is, you know, which very well may be the case, but I don't know. You got to play to keep developing, and he's a young player, but you know what? Good for him. He's made it big time, and he's done a great job, and he scored in his very first game. So I don't mean to take anything away from him.
No, and you're actually not talking about him specifically. You're talking about the way it rolls when you go out of college in more than anything else. All right, last thing. I take Jordan McLaughlin, McKinley Wright, Anthony Edwards, and I put Karl Anthony Towns in goal, 4-on-4 hockey. Who do you come back with from the Wild?
Oh, God.
Because you're going to have to play basketball against that same crew when we play both sports.
I know. I'm still stuck on the argument you were having on, like, so, like, in basketball, you can't even 10 goal, right? It's goaltending. In hockey, you got a big goalie blocking the net. That's
right.
It's harder to score in hockey than it is in basketball. And in basketball, you're tying on sneakers and running down on your own 2 feet. That's not like skating. You can't tell me basketball is harder than hockey.
It's not harder than hockey. It's harder to make it than in hockey because there's more people.
Well, and it's expensive. We talked about that.
And that was my whole point, is basketball, and I wasn't comparing it to hockey, but, of course, the Minnesota
they
made
it.
Well,
the best athletes. Guys, we're talking about who are better athletes. There was some of that talk.
Oh, yeah, people called in. But my point was, if you grow up wanting to have a basketball dream, there are very few barriers. Most sports, and now in this day and age, there are barriers, and the barriers are money.
Maybe height. Height is the only barrier.
Well, and if you count height, yeah. But you can still dream, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. You can – I used to think, for a long time,
I thought that hockey players were just as good athletes as basketball players. And one day, I was with a buddy of mine, and we both played in high school, and we ended up in a two-on-two game with Tom Reed and Louie Nanny playing basketball. And I think we beat them like 21-0. And then they said, well, we'll play you guys in hockey too. And I don't know what happened. We never got to that date because I had never played hockey before. But I lost a lot of my, I don't want to say respect for athleticism, but when I watched Louie and Tom trying to play basketball, it was very perplexing.
They're Canadians. You got to know. you got to find some Americans. I don't know. So on my team, I'm going to take Bukestead because he's 6'6", yep. And maybe George Greenway because he's 6'5", yep. Or he's a little heavy body. Might need Foligno in there throwing some elbows. I don't know. Jonas Brodin, he's European. He's probably not very good at basketball.
He may have the Euro step, yeah.
Maybe Merrill. I don't know. I don't know if there's any really gifted, talented shooting. I might even put maybe Kirill. He probably hasn't dribbled the ball much. Who need a guard? Like a little a guy who can move the ball around a little bit. I don't know.
Boldy has the best chance.
But, yeah, I don't know. That would be okay. It'd be funny to watch, that's for sure.
And at least we created a conversation night that got us to 7:20, right? Hey, Tom, thank you so much. Good to visit with you, and I hope I see you soon at the rink.
Yeah, we got playoffs.
Not the court, but the rink.
Right on.
All right, thanks, Tom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.